This is a mixture of real buildings and artists' impressions. And you can see here three main things we're going to talk about. There's a laser pointer here. Okay. The Tremeau Innovation Centre, the Environmental Sustainability Institute, and the Academy for Innovation Research. Now, they are actual buildings, and to give you an idea of the time scales, I'll be corrected by my colleagues if I'm wrong. I think that's January next year, Bernard. Open, that's May, and I think that's later in the summer, Jean, isn't it? They are buildings, but it's not really about the buildings, it's about the projects and the initiatives that go behind these. As I said before, essentially what we've got in the Falmouth Penryn area in our higher education is the creative industries, the creative sector, which is, I think, second to the finance sector in the UK in terms of its wealth creation, and the environmental technology residing in the University of Exeter. So there's a growing knowledge base within the Falmouth and Penryn area, and these projects are really about how we can release more of that out into the economy. Most of the investment to date has been focused on teaching undergraduates and postgraduates. This phase is much more on applied research and business engagement. I'm not going to talk about the buildings because it's not really about the buildings. I'll start off with the University College of Falmouth project called the Academy for Innovation and Research. The building is really there just to give external people a physical location where they can understand that we're kind of open for business and we're doing research. It links to the whole of the campus, but actually if you walked onto Tremeau and wanted to talk about creativity from a business point of view, you wouldn't quite know where to go. That gives you a kind of portal. The rationale for the academy is, like all the projects, is around supporting innovation, research and development to generate jobs and economic growth. And for us at Falmouth, it's very much around the creative sector, creative stroke ICT sector, and not just a creative business, it's a little creative, those creative people. I was up at Pendennis Superyachts yesterday. I mean, design is incredibly important to them. They may not see themselves as a member of the creative sector, they'll see themselves as marine. But design and marketing and all these things are incredibly important to them. So the creative sector is very important in Cornwall, not just as a sector in itself, but also as a supplier into most of the other sectors. What we're doing as the universities overall is really we've been asked to focus on some of the big challenges and the opportunities in Cornwall, because this is where we feel some of the really big economic growth opportunities are. And they are a mixture of challenges and opportunities. And what's really interesting about Cornwall is some of those opportunities and challenges we've got are nationally and internationally significant, but particularly pertinent to Cornwall. That's why outside investors are very interested. So the guys from Superfast Cornwall will talk about broadband. Getting broadband into a rural area and making it work is an international issue. So almost if you can do it in Cornwall, you can do it anywhere. Other areas are things around environment sustainability, also financial sustainability with micro-businesses in the rural climate, in the rural economy. The well-being of the population, I think Torquay heads it up in terms of ageing population and long-term illness, but it's a big issue for Cornwall. And again, it's an international issue. And the opportunities around telemedicine, independent living, enabling people to be more independent at home are huge, huge commercial opportunities. And as I said, there are a lot of international players who see Cornwall as a real opportunity to come and trial some new products and services, because these are particularly pertinent to Cornwall, but incredibly significant nationally and internationally. The Academy for Innovation Research, we talked a bit earlier on about silos. It very much sits within in a wider context. University College Falmouth is a specialist art, design, media and performance college. We are absolutely not saying we can solve all these problems. What we are saying is actually from students and staff and the resources we've got now and in the future, we think we can contribute collectively to those big challenges and help the sector. It's worth saying, I mean, we talked about public and private sector. University College Falmouth next year gets almost all its public funding removed. So all our income is coming essentially from student fees and research income. So I would...